Evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, various issues in Zimbabwe, and the Basketball Africa League.
To start off, according to the Ministry of Health, 648,121 people have so far received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine in phase two of the COVID-19 vaccination program currently in the country. And at least 305,000 people have received their second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine.
Zimbabwe has registered over 1,500 COVID-19 deaths since last year. About 39,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19 since March 2020. The Minister of Health reports that 36,541 people have so far recovered from COVID-19.
And in politics, a war veteran, Frederick Mutanda, claims that he is being targeted by the ruling party and government after he challenged the extension of Chief Justice Luke Malaba's term of office by 5 years.
Three High Court judges ruled that the extension of Malaba's term of office was null and void. Government has since challenged the court outcome, and Malaba has allegedly returned to work.
And in other news, another fire almost gutted the staff building again at Mpilo Hospital about 48 hours after two staff quarters were destroyed by an inferno which is being investigated by the hospital authorities. Property worth $500,000 was destroyed in the fire. Doctors and nurses who lived in the place are now homeless.
And the curtain comes down this weekend in the Basketball Africa League, with four teams clashing in the semifinals before the finals on Sunday.
Yes, and this tournament is being held in Kigali in Rwanda, and this started on Sunday last week and will end on Sunday this week. Club Autico, a Priority de Uganda of Angola, defeated Association Sportive de Sor of Morocco 79-72 in the quarterfinals of the Basketball Africa League playoffs. And the Patriots, who are the home team, Basketball Club of Rwanda, defeated Ferrovio de Maputo of Mozambique 73-71 in the quarterfinals of the ball playoff. So all roads now lead to Kigali for us and all sports lovers to find out what is going to happen tomorrow and Sunday as the semifinals and the finals take place in Kigali.
Yabambe zulanda balinjani ngapheli kona thina lapha ke lamhlanje sithi live talk lapha esikhuluma khona ngokunye okuchiyeneyo ukunye sikhuluma ngakho iCovid-19 kuzobuya lokunje ke okuse Zimbabwe okunje ngokuthi siyawazi udaba luka mnumzana Luke Malaba ongu Chief Justice wa High Court. Kuzobuya njalo iBasketball Africa League. Iminister of Health yabika ukuthi sokulabantu 648,121 asebehlatshwe okokuqala ijekiseni yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19. Bese kusithi ke abedlula 305,000 ngabantu asebehlatshwe okwesibili. Nxa sikhangela njalo ke kwele Zimbabwe siyabona ukuthi kulabantu abedlula 1,500 asebebulawa i-COVID-19 kusukela ngombimbitho nyakenye. Kulabantu njalo abangu-39,000 okukhanya ngazani khona ngale Zimbabwe sibathesta ukuthi ba-positive, ukutsho ukuthi balo mkhuhlane lo. Kodwa asebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo bayi-36,541. So ke siyabona ukuthi-ke emhlabeni wonke jikelele lokhu limemetheka igciwane le-COVID-19. Kwezompolitika lapha kwezombusazwe siyabona ukuthi umnumzana Frederick Mutanda owalwa impi yenkululeko ekuZipra uhambisa udaba lukaMalaba uChief Justice Luke Malaba emthethwandaba we-High Court. I-High Court yasithatha isinqumo sokuthi uMalaba wengezwe isikhathi sokuthi ahlale ehofisini ongekho emthethweni. So siyakubona ukuthi khonokho-ke kungani kuyamhlupha kakhulu. So ke siyabona njalo sokulabantu asebethethe udaba lolu bathi sokumele uMalaba abotshwe ngokuthi usebuyele emsebenzini. So ke asazi ukuthi kozala komona. Siyakhumbula ukuthi-ke abahluli abathathu bathatha isinqumo sokuthi uMalaba wengezwa isikhathi lesi ongekho emthethweni. Xa sisikhangela futhi njalo kube lomnye umlilo khona ngale Mpilo Hospital lapho kuhluphe khona kakhulu abantu besemanga uthi kambe impilo sokutheni njengoba ke bekusitsho kumalisayo phandle kwempilo khonapho kungela 48 hours ukuye watsha izindlu ezimbili singathi abongi labodokotela kwamanje bakhanya bahlulukele abasenandawo yokuhlala so kungani bayahlupheka kumalisayo so ke asiphokheni ngalokhu lokunye okulandelayo sibona ukuthi singathini siyakwazi ukuthi ke ngempela viki i-Basketball Africa League yangena kuma-finals so kusele ke ama-teams amane kuphela ukuthi imidlalo leyo iphele iyadlalwa kusasa langesunday asazi ukuthi kwawuzala nkomona kunjalo ke Marvelous
aiwakunawo vachangobva kupinda pachirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro semusi wechishanu kudai nhasi tine gango tichange tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika padenda rechirwere checovid-19 pari zvino umo munyika tinoona bazi rezveutano richizivisa kuti pari zvino pane vanhu vashaya kubva kuchirwere checovid-19 vanodaudzira 1,500 vanhu vashaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 kubvira chirwere ichi chatanga muna machi gore rapfuura totarisa zvakare kuti pane vanhu vanonzi ivo vakabatwa nechirwere ichi checovid-19 pari zvino vasvika ivo pa39,000 totarisa zvakare kuti avo vakabatwa nechirwere checovid-19 vakachikunda vasvika ivo pa30,541 pari zvino totarisa kuti nyika pari zvino yakatarisana iyo nephase 2 yekubaya vanhu nhomba yechirwere ichochi checovid-19 bazi rezveutano rinozivisa iro kuti pari zvino pane vanhu vanosvika ivo 648,121 vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba yecovid-19 uyezve vanhu vanosvika ivo 305,000 vawanikwa vachibayiwa nhomba dzese mbiri dzinodikanwa kuti vanzi ivo vari fully vaccinated nyika inoda iyo kuti pawane vanhu 10 million vanobayiwa nhomba iyi yecovid-19 kuitira kuti nyika iwane yavanoti herd immunity kuitira kuti kana nyika yawana izvi vanhu vanozogona kudzokera kumararamiro avo enguva yapfuura covid-19 isati yasvika tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare zviri kuitwa munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika tichitarisa zviri kubuda kumatare panyaya yachief justice Malaba tichitarisa zvakare zvataona zvichiitika kubulawayo uko takaona kwakanganduka moto wakapisa panogara vana chiremba nevakoti kumpilo hospital saka zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano uyezve tichida kunzwa kubva kwamuri imi kuti munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi pari zvino tinotarisa zvakare kuti pari zvino denda iri recovid-19 rakonzera kuti munzvimbo yeguta rekwekwe munzvimbo umu vawanikwe ivo vachipiwa lockdown yemavhiki maviri vari kutaura ivo gurukota rezveutano vachiwenga kuti vanhu havasi kubvumidzwa panguva iyoyo kunge vachienda kumabhawa kumakereke kunzvimbo dzekusangana nekuti vari kufungidzira ivo kuti kune iye variant inobva kuindia yapinda muguta irori rekwekwe saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura nemi ipo pano uyezve tichange tiine vanyarekani tichizeya kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei nyanya panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika nenyaya yecovid-19 Gibbs.
Yes, Marvelous. Let's start with what Mr. Frederick Mutanda is saying about the invasion of his farm by some people believed to be ZANU-PF youth. You know, he's one of the war veterans who actually took a matter to court concerning Chief Justice Luk Malaba. So he says these people are actually causing havoc at his farm in Mutora Shanga, that is Mashonaland West Province. So let's listen to what he's saying about this issue.
On Tuesday, I got a phone call from the police. So that's when they told me about it. And then I said, okay. They asked me to come and see them. I went to the police station, and then they explained to me that this is what was going to happen. These guys were going to invade my farm. They were unhappy with my stand of going to court against the renewal or the extension of Malava's term of office.
So now what did you do, you know, when they just came by your place then?
I went around and went to see them. I spoke to them. They were obviously very drunk. And the first thing I then did was to ask them what was happening. And then they told me that they had been sent from Harare to do that. I said, why? And they told me that I was anti-government. I said, well, how do you say I'm anti-government? I only did this thing for the rule of law and to uphold our constitution.
And what is happening right now?
I don't know. I'm not at the farm. I'm in Bulawayo, so I really don't know. I had to come down to Bulawayo because there's a funeral. My brother-in-law lost his wife.
Yeah, so from now onwards, what are you going to do? You know, since these people may come back, and or maybe they're still there, what's going to happen?
Basically, what I did is I contacted the government officials. I contacted the Minister of Lands. I contacted the Security Department and told them about it. And they said I was very unhappy about it. My biggest concern is that was that, you know, when they start doing this, and those youths are drunk. They just want to hurt me and to hurt my family. I'm more concerned about my family than myself. You know, they even use sexual assault against women within my family. They've done it before. So when I told these guys, it was really to try and make sure that my family is protected.
So now who actually sent them to your farm?
They won't say who. But
who,
it's from the ruling party.
Who do you think? ZANU-PF. Who do you think did that?
To be honest with you, I don't want to mention names, but obviously it's the powers that be. The president should know about it because he gave those guys those motorcycles, and who gave them the money to be running around and drinking, buying beer.
So the motorcycles, yes, go ahead.
Rather than me worrying who in particular did it. Well, we have a president. The man who runs the country should be aware of it.
So, do you have any contacts with the president? Do you sometimes talk to him about some of these things or the top ZANU-PF officials?
I did meet with the president. The ball of contention here, to be honest with you, is about ZIPRA and ZIPRA properties. And what happened is when I first spoke to government about it, they became angry. I wrote a letter to then-President Mugabe and then-Prime Minister Tsvangirai. This is how the whole thing started. And they just reacted badly and started attacking me as a person. But at the end of the day, we have to do the right thing. I met with the president in 2019 specifically to decide for him to give us back the ZIPRA properties. He agreed. He said he was going to remove the caveats, but a few months later, he didn't want to retain my messages. I even wrote to him. He doesn't respond. He responded once in August 2019. Thereafter, it stopped.
And you're talking about the late...
You know what he's angry about?
You're talking about the current president?
Yes, I'm talking about the current president.
Uh-huh. So now you are a former ZIPRA combatant and all this is happening around you. What do you think about that?
There's nothing much I think about. All I want is to see the rule of law taking place. Constitutionally, they cannot go and take my farm. The constitution is very clear. You cannot take a farm owned by an indigenous person. And even if they try to use it as a weapon against me, it doesn't work. If they want to farm, they should buy it, pay me, and then I can give it to them. They can't just confiscate my farm like what they did on the other properties.
So now looking at what might actually happen to you, do you have any security around you? Do you fear for your life? Tell us a bit about that.
To be honest with you, it doesn't worry me. I'm as good as dead. Having been a combatant, I was very fortunate that I came back home. That's why we were freedom fighters. And what is happening is actually against what we fought for. We fought to give our people freedom. And when we do this to ourselves, what does it mean for the ordinary men? So how do I become scared of my life when the ordinary men can be treated just like a chicken? So if they do that to me, it's okay. But they are answerable. That's crimes against humanity. Why should we allow our government to continue doing that?
Yes, marvelous. So that is what veteran, Frederick Mutanda, he is very unhappy with what is going on So hopefully my co-host is coming back very shortly. So while I'm waiting for her, let me go ahead again with the interview. You know, this is an exclusive interview with the war veteran. So he's really unhappy about what has actually befallen him. So let's hear some more about this issue. Here it comes. So and, one of the people actually filed that urgent court application, you know, opposing the extension of the term of office of Chief Justice Luke Malava. What really prompted you to do that?
It's not about Malava. It's about the rule of law. It's about constitutionalism. We have a constitution. Unfortunately, my colleagues in government, people we fought together during the liberation struggle, think that our constitution is just a piece of paper and they can do what they want. And for me, going to court was basically reminding my colleagues that we ought to do the right thing. It's not just about political power. It's about the supreme law of Zimbabwe, our constitution. It's about the rule of law. And they cannot just do what they want. We have to follow that constitution. That's all what it was.
So now there are indications that the Chief Justice is back at work and all those kind of things. What's your comment on that?
The Chief Justice is a lawyer. He's the most learned person in our country. First of all, there are two things about this. The Chief Justice did not file an opposition. The Judicial Services Commission filed it for him. And as far as I look at things, he's no longer the Chief Justice. He has appealed as the Chief Justice of Zimbabwe. He cannot do that. He cannot remain in that office. He's in contempt of court. But you know what? It's very, very unfortunate because he's a learned man. He's the former Chief Justice of our country. For him to be in contempt of court is regrettable. And this is just adding more confusion and constitutional crisis for a man in his office to do such a thing. His appeal is a nullity. I was saying his purported appeal is a nullity because in the first place, he got a default judgment after he didn't oppose our application. The only people who can appeal is the Judicial Services Commission and the Attorney General of Zimbabwe, not himself.
So what is next? Because we're told, or maybe there's an argument from the state that the moment you file an appeal, it sets aside the ruling that was actually made by the High Court. So what's going to happen there?
An appeal against an order, not an appeal against a declarator. There was a declaration made by the court. The arguments they are trying to raise, they are not valid. They are the lawyers. They are the learned people. And they know what it means. They have to follow the law. Before anything happened, before the hearing, there was a meeting, a case management meeting. They were invited and they agreed to certain ways of doing things. But they turn around and start accusing the judges. They accuse me of colluding with the judges and the judge president. That's unheard of. That's unheard of. It just shows the incompetence of people in our government. So all I can say is that they have to study law. The Minister of Justice himself, he behaved very badly. Now is the Chief Justice himself. It's not right.
So what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
There's nothing we can do. What we can only hope for is that they uphold the rule of law, they respect our constitution. That's it. If they don't want to do that, they are just asking us to file more papers against them.
Yes. So and just unfortunately, yes. Continue. Just finish it.
And unfortunately, that's the only remedy we have. We have to go to court, and they cannot manipulate the courts so that they have judges who rule for them. Any learned person who reads a constitution, who read law, they will understand that what is happening is unlawful, is illegal.
There you are, marvelous. So here, what is happening is that Mr. Frederick Mutanda is complaining bitterly, you know. He's saying these youths that have actually gone to his farm are always drunk, you know, and he actually sat with them and they discussed some of these things. And indications, according to him, are that they were sent by the government and or the ruling ZANU-PF party to go and intimidate him. So he says this is not the first time that these youth are doing this after he has done what he did in the past. You know, he once wrote a letter to the president,
yes,
asking the president to release Zipra properties because this guy is a former Zipra combatant. And there are so many of these issues that he's talking about. But the basic thing is he's saying the rule of law is paramount to the ruling the country. So we've got David Siampondo. Mr. Baba Siampondo, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Gibbs. Thank you, Marvelous. Greetings, viewers.
Yes, so hold on. Let me just wrap it up with Marvelous. I think she got cut off. So all in all, you're saying that he's fighting for the rule of law and nothing else. So he wants Zimbabwe to be a diligent country in terms of democracy. So chip in the Marvelous.
Hey, apo tanga tiri kunzwa vamutanda vanga vari kutaura ivo pamusoro pemamiriro akaita zvinhu vanoti ivo vanofungidzira kuti vari kushunguruzwa ane vechidiki vavanoti ivo inhengo dzeZANU-PF asi hatina kukwanisa kuti tinzwe divi reZANU-PF kuti ndizvo here zviri kuitika panyaya iyoyi. Saka tinoregai tibva taenda kumunyarikani wedu wataona abva kupinda vaDavid Siampondo tibvunza kuti vaSiampondo, atichiona zviri kuitika izvi nyanya panyaya ya Chief Justice Luke Malaba uye zvei zvatiri kunzwa zvanga zviri kutaurwa navamutanda, munoona sei izvi?
Vaimbova justice venhengi Chief Justice vaMalaba, zvinhu zvinonyadzisa nekuti kana munhu wasvitsa makore ako ekuti unge uchisiya basa, hapana mutsimba kana kuti mapitsa unofara kuita navanhu kuti uchiramba uri pachigaro ipapo. Nekuti sekutaurwa kwatinoita isusu mutsika dzedu or even mukukudzwa kwatinoitwa, ushe madzoro hunoora vanhu, handiti. So vaMalaba dai vanga vari vamwe vasiyana nazvo, vaenda kumba vononozorora votsvaka zvinhu zvokuita. Kana vasina zvokuita, ngavanonorisa mombe kumusha nembudzi kana kutamba navazukuru vavo. Chinhu chakanaka strike 70 years makore akawandisa ekuti munhu akuchifara nguva uri pamudyandigere wakazorora. Asi chinotyisa ndechekuti nekuti utungamiri hwavaitsigira haukwanise kuti ukasiya basa unowana mudyandigere wakananga, kutya zvese izvozvo because all their savings has been eroded nekutadza kuri kuitwa kutungamirira nekutonga nekuisa investment inoita safeguard manhengiri masocial savings iwayo. Ndo zvega zvinenge zvichityiwa nevanhu vakaita savana Malaba kuti vakaenda kumba vanonondotambura vanoshaya chokudya nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka ndosaka isusu seMDC tiri kuti tiri kuda utungamiri hwakatsetseka hwakajeka hunochengetedza kodzero uye masavings avanhu kuti kana nguva yako yemudyandigere yasvika hauzoita mapitsa atiri kuona ari kuitwa navaMalaba pakuti urambe wakarumirira panyatso yenyika. Saka isusu sekumira kwatakaita seMDC tinoti aiwa vaMalaba ndizvozvo zvamaitotsigira, chiendai kumusha, chiendai kumba munogara munorisa mombe nembudzi.
Thank you, Siampondo. Let's turn to Mr. Joseph Chuma, who is a former member of parliament for Pelandaba Opoma and is currently in the Central Committee of ZANU-PF. Mr. Chuma, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Good evening. How are you?
Oh, very fine, Chuma. So, Chuma, here we're talking about, you know, this Malaba case. It seems as if there are some youths who are said to be from ZANU-PF. We've actually invaded a farm owned by Frederick Mutamba, who is one of the guys who actually took this matter to court. So it seems as if he's being harassed and intimidated by the ruling party and government. He says he has talked to officials in the Ministry of Lands and those in the security services. So Tell us a bit about what you think about this issue.
I don't know where you want me to really comment from, but as far as the invasion of people's farms and things like that, you know my stance will always be that it is not correct to do so. If somebody has got a farm and for whatever reason, they must not come to a point where they are being harassed for whatever reason they decide to do. It's somebody's democratic right to either file for a certain plea before the courts or even have a different sort of opinion from anybody else. But differences in opinions and differences in allegiances should not cause animosity to such a kind of extent. Mm-hmm. I've always said that people must always practice tolerance. We cannot all think the same. We cannot all want the same. And if somebody decides they want something else, that should not be a cure for persecution or anything like that. So definitely, what those people have done, if they've done that, is out of overzealousness. The party ZANU-PF that I belong to, that I joined willingly, is no such kind of idiocy where we react like that. But you must understand that the party itself is people that are diverse in thinking and actions as well. So at times you can find people that become overzealous and want to do such a thing, but they're not pleasing anybody. They're not pleasing the president, and definitely they're not pleasing the party itself. The ethos, the principles, the vision of the party is definitely not in that kind of direction. We are a party that is supposed to be a mass party, which means that we accommodate everybody. We accommodate everything, all characters. We have people of God as Christian church people. We've got Muslims, and definitely we are going to have thugs, and we can even have Varoy and stuff like that. But definitely what we should all know and understand is that tolerance is the basic principle of any organization. Mm-hmm. People should learn to tolerate. So whatever they are doing, they're not doing it with the blessing of the party. They're doing it being overzealous wherever they are as a youth there. And that must be condemned, definitely.
Yeah, I'm referring to Sintu Konoko, Baba Ngamafichani, Baba Uchomo.
Ngamafichani, Njoma Ngisichuna, Abandu, umuntu nomuntu unelungelo elokuthi acabange ngendlela afuna ukucabanga ngayo, njalo unelungelo elokuthi abe lembono engabe ishiyene. So mina ngibona ngantwa nxa abantu sebefithi ngenxa kuloo ndoda lowo uhambe wafayila i-case against uChief Justice Malaba bese besithi
sondela efonini yakho Job, sondela efonini.
Yinto embi ukuthi behambe beyo-invade iplazi lakhe ngoba yena elombono otshiyeneyo nabo. Thina kuZANU-PF singabantu abalohlonze, abantu abakwazi ukuthi sifunayo. Kodwa kwabana kuZANU-PF siyiphathi njalo, kumele ukuzwisise futhi ukuthi siyi-mass party. I-mass party ngisho ukuthi siyiphathi ekhukhula zonke izinto. Sinabantu abatshiyetshiyeneyo, abazalwane, abantu abangaso benkolo. Konke kunjalo kudibene phakathi khona phana. So nxa kunjalo abana kwesikhathi abanye abantu bayenza into ngelokuzini angazi singawuthini into lokwana otona uba overzealous, angazi singawuthini ngesintu kuhle kuhle sibili. Umuntu apapari-ke bona ngantu, but into le ayincedi i-president and futhi angibona ukuthi iyamthabisa, ayincedi iparty yona ngokwayo iZANU-PF, akuzithabisi ngalutho lokho. Ngoba thina sifuna ukuthi kona sifunde ukutolerate-ana, sifunde ukuthi hhayi lo nxa ihamba ngale ndlela akusayiki kuluntu somele abe yi-enemy yami, hhashi. Kumele ngimbone ukuthi hhayi laye ubona ngendlela abona ngayo, lami ngibona ngale ndlela. Ukwenza ukuthi lami nxa ngibone ngale ndlela lwana ngabuye sefuna ukuzokulwa lami, akuzwisa ukuthi hhayi yike umbono wami lowo, yindlela yami le. Kumele kube njalo. So iZANU-PF ayikuvumeli kona kana abantu bona abakwenzayo, ayisuke ukuthi kuhlalele phansi iZANU-PF kumbe abadala kuZANU-PF kumbe i-Central Committee kumbe i-Politburo, hayi hamba leyohlukumeza umntu lwana. Abanye abantu bayazenzela okwamakhanda abo njengalokho okwenzakale lapha kobulawa ngelanga le-Africa Day sezinto kobulawa emabhisa ngale labantu abade besiye ebhalagwe ngale amapholisa lanapho ngofika afaka ama-roadblocks bevimbela abantu behambe khona kubana upresident kakuhlanje upresident wathi asikhulumeli ngendaba ye-go-ground asibe ni-open about it so kuyini okubi ukuthi abantu behambe besithi bafika faka kumbe iplag yabo khona ngale but omunye umuntu o-overzealous sesho ukuthi faka ne-roadblock yalisana abantu okuhamba kwapa You see, konokwana I see kuti umqondo ozana uphepha. Asho umqondo oka president. Umqondo omunye umuntu wayephoka overzealous for nothing. Even bona abantu abahambe beza njalo, kumele be condemn ukuthi no it is wrong. When someone angabale nombono tshene lawo, ungali lie. Lie mekele ngoba ibelief yake ilungilo lakhe la umuntu njalo.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Chuma sicela uvale ibhathani yakho khona mpoke. Siya kumavela se we've got Mr. Busandi Mbuso Ntini and Mr. Nkululeko Gobalanda Mathe. Maybe you can cross over to Mr. Busandi Ntini.
Mr. Ntini, maybe if you can just comment on what we heard our guest saying there about what's going on, especially on the issue of Chief Justice Luke Malaba, on what's going on at the farm of Mr. Mutanda, a former war veteran.
Thank you, Marvelous. I don't really have too much to comment on the issue of Malaba because I don't really follow the law that well in Zimbabwe. But judging from what I've been hearing and also personally looking at Malaba, knowing that he's like 7 years old, I think I agree with the previous speaker, Mr. Siyambondo, that at 70, you should just retire, go home and rest. Go take care of your grandkids if you have any, and do other things that you haven't been able to do for the past 40 years because of work demands. That is my wish, but you know, I'll leave that to those that know the law. But in the issue of the farm, my opinion on this is that most of these farms they were obtained through politics. You had to be affiliated with a certain party. And once you don't agree with that party, chances are you're going to lose the farm. I think that's what's happening when it comes to the farms. So that one, I think, is a ZANU PF or even ZAPU in fighting that is going on. But it is unfortunate. I agree with, you know, Wabu Chuma, that what is happening is totally wrong, whether it is the farms being taken away, whether it is blocking people to go to the this place called Balakwe. I think these things are not good for the country. They're not good for the image of the country at all. I wish one day as a country we can all go, you know, the same direction because we are trying to improve the image of the country currently. So that's all I have to say currently. Hopefully, I did justice to that.
Thank you.
Yes, I was a cool thing. I'm a fan. Yes, I'm too much in the room. I'm a fan.
I can go to a Juve with you. In Dabaga, but I'm a lava. I think Leif Puna Abandava's in his own stage. Go to Umbunuani, Kangela H. I can go to Banya Hamba, Sally Makaya. Egcine isizukulwane sakhe then indaba yamafarm engikuthiwe ukuthi singakhaya ukuthi amafarm la atholakala njani abanye ngabantu bathola amafarm ngoba babethole ikhadi lezanu so nxa ukuthi kungasazwanani lezanu kule chance ukuthi bathwala nzima kumafarm lapha umbono wami njalo siyabona ukuthi kunengikwenzakalayo okubi okuletha ilizwe eli leZimbabwe sibonile abantu bethutshwa eBalakwe sibonile lalokhu kade siyakufaka sokudiliziwe akwazi ukuthi ngubani kule ndaba zempilo akwazi ukuthi umbani otshisayo so kuningi lokwenzakala eZimbabwe ngalezo suku okungaqedakaliyo siyazi abanye badinga izinduku bafuna ukukhipha uRobert Mugabe so kuningi vele okungubi esingakwazi ukuthi ati kuhamba njani elizweni.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke siloba ugobalanda mathe gobalanda ngena amafishane khonapho kubona njani konke lokho amafishane sibili
jobele ngabe litshona njani angazi noma yazwakaliye
uyazwakala baba uyazwakala sibili
elamalaba ngokuthi vele siphakathi kodwa ngizakhuluma ngendaba eyama plus. Ubaba uthuma uthi usuka engakwazi abantu abahlasela laba ama-overage ngendaba zama plus. Kodwa mina kangicabanga ukuthi usuke engakwazi because izikiwi lezi manje ukuthi akusizizona ezizayo. Nokuthi ababe ngazinikanga leyo lokhu zenithi lawo manje ukuthi ziyekwenza kungani kanti bengabavuphi. Ngoba umuntu ophula umthetho kufanele ukuthi abotshwe. Kodwa sikubona mihla namalanga bekwenza khonokho. Kwesikhathi kuze kuvele lapha last time kwaze kwatsha umntwana yavela imoto. Kodwa kwavalwa kukhomba khona ukuthi kulesandla somuntu olamandla ophezulu ofana lo government, lo president okwenzayo khonokho ukunikeza abayouth le ukuthi kwenze lokho. So which means ama-ovet la azaphila nzima yiwo alethi ilizwe. Kodwa azaphila nzima because of uma ungalali ikhadi lelo kuzenini lezanu ngawukwazi ukulokhuza ukuthi kube le plaza uzaphila nzima. Ike ngitshoyo lokho.
Yes, tolivala ibhathani yakho-ke. Maplus, I think we can go to Mr. Siyampondo.
Ya, todzoka kwamuri vaSiyampondo. Tichienderera mberi tichitarisa zviri kuitika nyanya panyaya yatanzwa iyi. Vamutanda vari kuti pane vamwe vechidiki vavanofungidzira kuti ndeve zanupiefu vakawanikwa vachienda kunovashungurudza papurazi pavo. Munoona seizvi?
Itsika yakashata inenge ichiitika ichiitwa nevechidiki but nditenderei pekutanga. Ndiroda kutanga nekutenda vachuma. I'm not trying to patronize you, comrade Chuma, but ndoke kutanga kana this is my first time really to have a debate kana kuti hurukuro nemunhu wezano anombotaurawo zvinenge zvine musoro. And vanyatsoburitsa pachena iwe kuti chinhu chakashata, and even kuzano kwavo vari kuzviona zviri zvinhu zvakashata kuti mayouth kana kuti ani zvake kuti angaenda achityisidzira munhu nekuti mapesana maonero. Izvozvo hazvifaniri kuwanikwa pakati pedu sevana veZimbabwe because tichaona tinoita miono yakasiyana uye tichaita kufunga kwakasiyana. Saka kusiyana pakati pevanhu kuchange kuripo tichagara nako narini. Asi chakanaka ndechekuti tinge tine kuwadzana mukusiyana kwedu kwatinenge chita kwatinenge tinako. Right, so inini semaonero angu aya mayouth aya vachuma havana kuzviramba havana kupokana nazvo plus havana kukonfirma kuti ndechi ndevezano. But sekutaura kwaitwa navamutanda ndofunga zviri clear kuti ivo vakaita hurukuro namayouth aya vakavaidentify vakaziva kuti ndevezano. Saka zvinenge zvakanaka kubva kuburikidza ndichibatanidza namashoko avachuma avataura panapa kuti mayouth aya vanozivikanwa. Let's go ahead, let's get them arrested because hauna mvumo yekusumuka kubva pauri uchinonotyisidzira munhu nekuti aita muonero kuti mafungiro akasiyana newe. Saka isusu manje zvakuchidiwa panapa senyika ndezvekuti tichiisa mumatirongo vanhu vanopara mhaka dzakaita saizvozvo saidzodzo zvisinei nekuti ndevebato ripi vakarerekera kupi. Yaitwa iyi imhaka inenge yaparwa. They invaded someone's farm, they intimidated that particular person on the basis of a difference in terms of a political opinion. Saka sekuona kwangu mayouth aya aita chinhu chakashata, vaita chinhu chinoita kuti vange vachimiswa pamberi pedare ende ngavaende pamberi pedare nokuti vanozivikanwa kuti ndivana.
If you can tell us that in English, that what's your view on what we're seeing playing out? We had there Mr. Mutanda alleging that he thinks the people that came on his farm were from ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF. What's your take on it?
Yeah, my first is an appreciation to Comrade Chuma of ZANU-PF for really coming out, out condemning what has happened. And we will also join him in condemning what has happened because it is not right. It's illegal to go and intimidate or persecute someone over a difference in terms of a political opinion. So what these youths have done to some of us, it's illegal, it's a crime, and they are supposed to be arraigned before the courts of law and that they get a deserving punishment for their acts. And this is not expected and should not be encouraged by whoever. And it's really a shame to us, the youths, the young ones, because we are charged with the mandate to carry over the legacy of our country. But unfortunately, we are being used for petty political differences and for a very small and insignificant reward. So to my fellow youths and the young ones of Zimbabwe, let's shun being used by these old guard, and let be ourselves, and let's know what is good for our country. Really, there's nothing wrong that Mr. Mtanda has done. He did his constitutional right. He challenged a wrong in his own views. So if we are having our different views, let's approach the appropriate courts or institutions to have a redress on this one.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's go to Mr. Chuma. Mr. Chuma, the floor is yours. So at the end of the day, do you think that these people will be punished by the state?
Well, I suppose because it's somebody's property, it's the onus is upon him now to definitely do the correct things of going to report to the police, and let's have the law taking its course in a proper manner. But like I said, and I will still repeat, it is definitely wrong to actually attack anybody because they differ in opinion with you at any given time. But well, we don't know, like I was saying, I cannot confirm that it was ZANU-PF youths or ZANU-PF members, or it was some thugs who took advantage of a situation knowing that, okay, the normal circumstances that if you go on crossroads with ZANU-PF, then such things happen. So other people can take advantage of such things as well. So it's an open thing, and therefore it only requires for him, as much as he went to file a court case against the Chief Justice, I'm sure he clearly knows how to handle these kind of things. So he must make a case as well and let the law take its course. But like I want to repeat again, ZANU-PF is not a violent party. We do not believe in violence at all, and we never sit down and condone violence. But yes, we can have people that can do such things in the name of ZANU-PF. Just like I'm noted, and even our Secretary for Administration, Comrade Mpofu, actually came out with a pressure to say that police must arrest all cars that go around with ZANU-PF stickers and those flags that they hang by their review mirrors. Then in the meantime, they want to pass through roadblocks and unsafe and stuff like that. And those are the same people that will be doing all clandestine activities. They will be carrying a Nyanga Zenzo, they'll be carrying a gold, they'll be carrying all sorts of things, illegal stuff, drugs even, and bring all sorts of shenanigans, all in the name of ZANU-PF. So ZANU-PF is suffering a lot from people that want to abuse it. But yet they are not even members at all. You never see them. If you call for a meeting, most of those people, you never see them in any of the ZANU-PF meetings. But when you go to, the other day I was laughing, I'm a central committee member of ZANU-PF here in Bulawayo. I know most of the membership here in Bulawayo. But I saw somebody, they've got a whole flag of ZANU-PF in their car. They've never attended even one ZANU-PF meeting. Even, and when I approached that person, it was at a roadblock. I actually said, okay, just do a slogan and see that. Because in ZANU-PF, we've got a slogan. Do a slogan, let's see. They couldn't even do a ZANU-PF slogan. But here they are with the ZANU-PF regalia and everything. And that person was actually a drug dealer. You see, so he was arrested, that person, and taken to the police and eventually caught. I followed that case. He was eventually sentenced. I think they gave him about 3 years or something like that in prison, if I'm not mistaken. So here we are. We've got people that will abuse the system, abuse ZANU-PF, do things in the name of ZANU-PF, yet they are not even members of ZANU-PF. Some of us are actually branded. If you come to Bulawayo and just go to the CPT, When you speak about my name, they'll tell you, oh, you mean Joe Zan. I'm actually called Joe Zan in Bulawayo. Why? Because I am ZANU-PF in spirit and in truth, not reputants, not those who abuse them. And no one will ever tell you that I've abused them, even here, as much as I'm ZANU-PF. I respect everybody because I want them to respect me back and forth. So the respect must be earned. So this is the essence of ZANU-PF. That's how we want ZANU-PF to be. And that's the future of ZANU-PF. To say ZANU-PF must be a clean party, a party that does not tolerate corruption, because the corrupt activities don't benefit the party at all. They benefit individuals. The money goes into their pockets and their families, not the party. The party will keep on probably going around with begging bowels if they need money for anything. Yet people are doing corrupt tendencies and doing things that are clandestine. That's why I'm saying that whatever activity happened there at that farm, definitely I know that there is no meeting of ZANU-PF that will have sanctioned such an activity. So it's somebody that is being overzealous and it must be dealt with. Finally, when I come back to the issue of the Chief Justice, I just heard somebody saying that the Chief Justice is 70 years old now, so he must retire and go back home and take care of his grandchildren and his cattle and donkeys and chickens. It shouldn't be really like that, because we know that we've got judges that go up to even 80, 83, 85 years while they are still sitting and practicing. So this thing was just something that must be dealt with, all the semantics involved. Because I do not think it was an issue of a term limit, but it was an issue of age. So there's a difference there. Mm-hmm. In the Constitution, you cannot amend the issue of term limit without going to what? To a referendum first. But the issue of age now, age is different, because what we're saying is that you have not finished your term limit. The current term limit for a judge, I think, is about 15 years or so. So if he hasn't finished that 15 years, but he has come to that 70 years, then there must be definitely a room to say, okay, we can extend that, because you have not served your full term of 15 years. You probably served maybe 5 years or 10 years. So there's still 5 more years that you can serve. So you are not shifting the term limit. You are simply saying, okay, but there's this issue of saying you must retire at 70. But we know that people can work way, way, way past the 70-year mark. They can go up to 85 and their faculties will still be all right. So that can be allowed. And it should be a legal issue that people must then look into. Those semantics can be dealt with through the court.
Thank you. Thank you.
And the Supreme Court. But otherwise, there's nothing wrong with the Chief Justice wanting to carry on even after 70 years. He is still, if he shows he's capable and everyone knows that he's capable, then he can still carry on.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chuma. Stay on the line. So now, Marvelous, I think we'll take a 5-minute break and talk about basketball while these gentlemen are actually, you know, breathing a bit of fresh air. So we know that the curtain is coming down this weekend in Kigali. You know, there have been a 12-member team that has been playing in Kigali in the Basketball Africa League. So siyabona ke ukuthi ubasketball kukhanya ngazani ke imidlalo iyaphela kumbe ngithi iyagqitshwa ngempela viki bekule Basketball Africa League. Siyabona kule qembu lakwele Mozambique ukuthiwa ele Angola ukuthiwa iPetroliers. Kuzobuya ke iqembu le Morocco iSportivo di Sal, kuzobuya njalo ele Patriots, ele Rwanda, kuzobuya njalo ele Mozambique, iti Maputo. So la maqembu kakhangela ukuthi angena kuma semifinals. Wabe sengena ke kuma finals ngempela viki. So ake sizwe ke kulo itatshele zindaba yesitudio 7, AVOA, esethulela lolu daba. Nangu lapha limuzwa ukuthi usibikela esithini kodaba lolu.
The Basketball Africa League is a league created by NBA, a historical moment for Africa basketball, which I'll start with 12 teams this year. Right now, the favorite team are the Patriot Basketball Club from Rwanda, Kigali team. We have Zamalek from Egypt. We have Union Sportive Monatrain from Tunisia. We have Club Atletico Petrole de Luanda from Angola. We have Ferroviario de Maputo, a team from Mozambique. We are in the last stage of the quarterfinal. We've seen that the Zamalek team from Egypt is qualified and they will be playing the Club Atletico Petrole de Luanda from Angola on the semifinal. We are also seeing the Union Sportive Monatrain teams from Tunisia also qualify to the semifinal. The organizing country, the Patriot Basketball Club of Rwanda in Kigali, went over the Ferroviario de Maputo, a team from Mozambique, on a very tight game to advance to the semifinal, who will play against a team they lost against in this tournament already. The winner of this semifinal team will face up in the final games on May 30th. We have seen some very good teams in this league that can improve in the future. Teams like Nigeria, teams like from Senegal, AS Sale, teams like from Madagascar, team from Morocco, team from Cameroon. Mali team did poorly. They lost all 3 games. Algerian team also lost all 3 games. and out of few teams that haven't made it to the quarterfinal. This will be a great experience for all the teams that haven't made it to this far in the tournament. My name is Sheikh Chiro. I'm a former basketball player from college and a former NBA G League player currently working at VOA. Stay tuned in Voice of America for the latest Basketball Africa League.
That's our man, Chick Tiero. He works for the VOA. Marvelous.
Yes, a very interesting take there from Sheikh. He actually is a basketball player himself. So he actually has been taking our listeners on play-by-play as we see some other teams dropping off. Of course, Zimbabwe didn't make it to Kigali, but there is a team that actually did try to get into the tournament, but were kicked out in the last minute. So it's interesting that a lot of African basketball lovers will be following what's going to happen tomorrow and then the finals on Sunday. So tune in on our Facebook pages. We will be giving you what's coming out of Kigali, Rwanda, at the Basketball League Africa tournament. This is one of the biggest tournaments in Africa that has actually got the support of the National Basketball Association here in the United States. So a lot of players from here in America, like Steph Curry, have been following what's going on in Africa, and it will be interesting to see if we will see some players actually being picked up by the league here in America. But from some of the people that are running the tournament, they say that this is not their goal. Their goal is to make sure that basketball is played at its highest level in Africa. So we'll be watching to see what happens on Saturday and Sunday. Kune avo vari pachirongwa chedu musakangana kuti nemusuwe mugovera nesvondo. Pachange paine semifinals nemafinals echikwata chichakwanisa kunge chichitora mukombe webasketball Africa League iri kuitwa iyo kuKigali kuRwanda. Tinoona kuti Zimbabwe haina kukwanisa hayo kupinda makwikwi aya, asi vazhinji vakatarisa kuti chii chichabuda kubva kumakwikwi aya, sezvo vari kutarisira kuti vamwe vevatambi vane unyanzvi vachange vari mumakwikwi aya vanogonawo kuzotorwa Basketball League Association yemuno muAmerica, uko kunotambira vatambi vakadai sana LeBron James, ana Steph Curry nevamwewo vakawanda. Apo tanga tiri kunzwa yatingatiye ripoti yaitwa nemumwe wedu anova iye mutambi webasketball anonzi Shake, anoshanda iye ari ku Voice of America ku French Division kuBambara.
Kunjalo Mavila, ziyaduma khona ngale ke kwele Kigali. Siyabona ukuthi imidlalo le sifike ekugcineni, sifika ke kumlindi uyacina. Siyabona ke kulama semifinals kusasa, kulandela ama semifinals sokuzabuya ke ama finals. So kule qembu le Angola, kuzobuya ke ele Morocco, kuzobuya njalo ele Rwanda kanye le Mozambique angilana khona ngale kusasa langesonto. Baba Usani, buso ntini siyawazi uyayilandela i-basketball. So kutshoni nxa ukuthi i-NBA isekela basketball e-Africa, ubona njani khonokho?
No, yinto enhle kakhulu leyo baba Jule, ukuthi i-NBA yafuna ukuthi igame ye-basketball idevelophe e-Africa. Siyazi ukuthi sidale ukuthi ama-Africans wabona nxa edlala lapha ku-NBA, abafunda lapha njani, kodwa ukuthi kube leyinye ileague ngenxa kayisoze ifale lokuthi kube leyinye ileague e-Africa, athinki into enhle kakhulu. Njalo nxa ukhangela i-composition yamathim anjengeRwanda, iRwanda athinki yiyo okuthiwa ikhangela ukuthi engxenye izawina. Ungakhangela ukuthi abantu abadlalela leyo team bavela ngaphi, balama-players avele e-USA lamanye amazwe amaningi. So aso ukuthi abantu abeRwanda kuphela, so italenti yakhona iningi. So eliZimbabwe nxa yokuthi lalizafuna ngelilanga lidlale kwistage leyo, kumele li-recruit ama-players avela kwezinye indawo, hayi khona kuphela abeZimbabwe. But yinto enhle leyenzakala.
Yes, qualify ngasikhiwa khonokho.
It's definitely a beautiful thing to see the NBA spreading the wings to Africa and promoting the game of basketball in Africa. I'm all for it. Sometimes we only see African players, you know, playing at the highest stage in the NBA, but there are not too many of them. But for the NBA to recognize that there is talent in Africa is a good thing, and hopefully they can also promote some of these players to make it to the NBA, and some may just have to play at that level. And looking at the team, the Patriots of Rwanda, I was looking at the composition of their roster. Their players are from all over the world. They have players from the US and across Africa. So, you know, they are very talented, and I think they may take the trophy home.
Yes, marvelous. Maybe Siyabonga also follows soccer apart from politics, you know?
Regatinzwei munoteerawo here basketball imo muno muamerica munosupporta chikwata chipi
ini handiwanzo tevera basketball but dai rangarire soka remakumbo taitaura
asi munoona sei kuti Rwanda kukigali uko vawanikwa ivo vachikwanisa kunge vachibata mutambo mukuru wakadai weAfrica Basketball League kana Basketball League of Africa zvakada kuenzana National Basketball League yemunomupa tinoona anda LeBron James ana Steph Curry nevamwewo vachitamba munoona sei chiitiko ichi
chiitiko chakanaka and zvinhu zvatinokurudzira nokuti munoona kuti sevanhu sevana vamwe vanenge vane matarenda akaita akasiyana siyana and havasi vese vana vanga vatingati dzingavashasha muzvikoro nekudidi asi kuburikidza nemutambo sekutaura kwamanga muchiita vana LeBron James nevamwe vakadaro muchaona kuti vari kuwana kurarama kwakanaka kwekuti vari kuriritira dzimuri dzavo and even kucontributa to the development of macommunities avanenge vachigara munoona kuti vane mafoundations akakura zvikuru sei ari kubatsira vanhu saka inini ndinozvikurudzira zvikuru sei zviri kuitwa kuRwanda and dai masports ese madisciplines ese awanikwa achikosheswa and achipiwa mukana wekuti vane zvipo zvacho vachisangana vachitamba munyika yedu denge yeAfrica continent medu
tingati Rwanda iri kuita soft politics here up
yeah tingazvitora sekudaro nekuti in terms of limelight inenge chienda kuRwanda and development yemafacilities and even institutions acho anenge achiita oversee these ones munenge tinenge chiona kuti zvinoita propel Rwanda and togona kuitora iri soft politics but the bigger picture ndiyo yongoti let our talents shine zvipo zvavana vedu ngazvinge zvichiitwa showcase vachawanikwa kutengwa ipapa ngavatengwe vapindewo manhengeri maleague ane mukurumbira anobhadhara zviri pamusoro semaleague atinawo munomu.
Thank you very much. Let's cross over to Mr. Joseph Chuma. Mr. Chuma, your last word in what we're discussing today. Just very briefly, sir.
Thank you very much. My last word is always going to be about the politics of tolerance. Let's tolerate each other from whatever corners we come from. I want a Zimbabwe where my brother in MDC can have his free day. With his view, and he also needs me in peace and live my free day with my view as ZANU-PF, and whether they are MRP or whatever. This issue of always demonizing each other will not take us anywhere. It polarizes us, it puts us apart so much that we can never do anything for development. So development will only begin when we begin to understand that we're never going to be the same in terms of thinking. We're always going to view things differently. And at the end of the day, what should be important for all of us to say, Zimbabwe must come first, fixing of our economy must come first, and it requires that we all put our hands on the deck. And once we do that, you see change will start happening. We start engaging each other. We start focusing now to say Zimbabwe can arise. But this system healthy every time, because I'm thinking like this, you want to fight me, you will never take us anywhere. So
Thank you. Tolerance. Thank you very much, Uvali Pataniyako. Baba Mate, 30 seconds, Baba. Pangupos and Jelopte, Sporan Zanu Mate, Ipataniyaki, Siala. It's got to say to Mangoi. Kodamanje, Mablas, we have come to the end of our show today. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. David Siyabonga of MTC Alliance, Mr. Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF Central Committee member, Mr. Busani Mbusontini, an independent political and social commentator, and Mr. Nkululeko Gobala Ntamate, a political activist based in Johannesburg. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Any weekend, Yakanaka.
Good night.